Blog Talk Radio.
Stop guessing because I'm here. It is going down, man. Once again, Black Poppy and the Sweet Teas, Monday, November 27th. I hope everybody had a blessed, happy, and just fantastic holiday, because I know I did, because I was making money all weekend. That's what it's all about. You know, I was getting the bag. You know, securing the bag is what they say, right? Somebody told me to stop telling a story about why I don't have a co-host. So tonight, let's just get right to it. I have a very special young lady on the show tonight. She is wonderful. I just met her, and she has just got so much positive energy and sunshine and so many things going on in the ATL and around the country. And guess, she's from South Dakota. How you come from South Dakota and you end up in how you come from South Dakota and you do anything? Nobody does anything but South Dakota except for serial kill people, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. You know, who does anything out of South Dakota? I just tell me what you do out of South Dakota. But anyway, to my esteemed colleague, my beautiful co-host tonight is Miss Mickey Smith. What's up, girl?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You like, hey, like Fat Albert. That's a female where you're like, hey.
No.
What's going on?
I am doing good. How are you, and how was your Thanksgiving?
I'm doing really well. I can't complain. Like I said, Thanksgiving was fantastic. I didn't get it to eat as much as I want to, but I'm at my dad's house now. As soon as we're done, I'm about to go chow down on some of this because I'm in Ohio. And up north and east coast have the best, like the Midwest and east coast have the best eats, the best cooks. So I'm going to go murder this plate because I haven't eaten since this afternoon and it's going down. But it was great. So, but I was securing the bag. You know, we had shows
awesome.
In Dayton and Lorain, Ohio, and they both went pretty good. It's a nice,
very cool,
small, intimate settings. Real dope. So, but what about you? Tell the people who you are. Like I told you before, I have a cousin named Chamika Smith. And my grandmother, who just passed away about a month ago, she started to be like, Mickey, come here, drag me, Mickey. Yeah, so, you know, when I call you sometimes, I'm like, Mickey, what's up, girl? How are you?
Right.
Tell everybody who you are, what you do, and all the things that you have going on, because you never sit still.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay. So, yes, I am originally from South Dakota. I've been in Atlanta for a while. I guess I should call it my home by now. But most importantly, I'm a mom. I'm a single mom of an amazing 16-year-old son who I must say he's going to take over the world one day. Positive thinking, right?
You already know I taught you well.
Exactly. But I'm also an entertainment business owner with a recording studio, digital TV station, talk show host, working on a new reality show. I do red carpets, event interviewing, all that good stuff. So, and then I'm also a very proud personality of Pop Life Radio.
When does that come on?
So right now we are on Tuesdays. You can dial in at any time. It's an internet radio show, so it's also available anytime. But you can see that on my IG and my Facebook page. We're also going to expand and do a few other shows. So we got exciting things going on. They're also syndicated in a couple states. So, yeah, cool stuff going on.
Okay. Okay. Oh, shut. Okay, girl. Okay, girl. So, you know, like I tell everybody, everybody says, tell me about your radio show. I say, there's nothing to tell you. It's that I'm on here, I'm crazy. Every week I have a beautiful co-host to co-host with me, you know, but a guy could be a sweet tea too, you know. That's on you, you come on. But so far I've had very nice young ladies that have come on the show. I want to say happy birthday to my girl Karen Russell. Happy birthday, Mom. She is a member of the G5G. G-Spot fan club, Joe LaVert's fan club, and you know, she's one of the ones that really follow what we do and stuff like that. And also, happy birthday to one of my good friends, Josephine Madwagu. Josephine Ifama Madwagu. What's up, baby? Happy birthday to you. And anybody, what is it, Sagittarius season now or still Scorpio?
Yep, I think it's Sagittarius, right?
Okay, I don't really care. As long as I'm only one I'm in care about is Leo season. And my daughter is Capricorn, so that's coming up. But I ain't really studying hers either. It's all about me, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, they always ask me about what my show is about. And I say, we just have a good time, party and BS with purpose and passion. So I send these articles out to my ladies, and I let them pick and choose what they want to talk about. So at this time, we're going to get into our first article. So give me your first story. What you got for me, baby girl?
All right, so our first story is about Escape. So we all know that Candy Burris is part of Escape. She's going to perform this 28-city tour with them. So, but it recently came out that only Tiny and Tamika are going to record new music together moving forward. So a lot of diehard Escape fans have been feeling, you know, some kind of way about that split, including actress and Basketball Wives star Tammy Roman. She says Escape should just quit. She don't like it. She needs Candy as part of it. So I want to. What do you think? Because I've got my opinion. I want to know what you think.
Well, you know what? Being in a situation similar to that, because I have a group, and you know, I have a group member, a new group, different group member than when I started. For me, it's business, you know what I'm saying? And at this point, if somebody put up some money or provided a situation, I would do it with my original member, you know what I'm saying? Like Candy, but the thing about Candy, she has enough money. She doesn't need to go out on this tour with them. And so I think that's what she's trying to do, is maybe hang this over their heads that I don't need y'all. Y'all need me. So, you know, you gonna have to do it my way. Because, like, you know, what she always says is that when they were young, and I know she has a complex about this, I can tell, is that when she was younger, she got shunned a lot. She didn't have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's always saying what she wants and saying what she needs and what she wants to get and what has to happen, or this is not going to happen for you. And she does a lot of that, you know what I mean? And without her being trying to be the bad guy, that's what she's doing with the group. And I don't think, you know, any of them, they were all straight. They might not have as much money as her, but I know Tamika's good. That's my homegirl. Tamika's good. You know Tiny's good.
Tiny, good, for sure.
Yeah, Tiny, yeah, she's definitely good. You know what I mean? That TV money. Like, they told me that the T.I. and Tiny show was the highest billing show. It wasn't the highest rated show, but it was the highest billing show. So that's what you really want. You know what I mean? Them national endorsements on stuff. So they got bread. So I don't know. You know, I wish them the best, but honestly, I don't even give a damn. So what else you got? Tell me Roman always got something to say.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, everybody's really kind of in a, you know, they're really fans of Escape, and, you know, people are kind of going crazy about this right now, because the thing is that, so Candy, she recently scored the upcoming magazine cover with Essence. And that's huge. I mean, you know, kudos, congrats to her, because getting the front of Essence is like a huge deal. So, you know, Candy has a lot going on. She's got the live theater plays, Real Housewives, New Mom. She's got a restaurant with her hubby. She's got the radio show. She's got her sex toy line. Like, she's got a whole bunch of dope things going on right now. Oh, that's the only thing you caught out of all of that.
I know about all the stuff, you know, because they, like, her husband is constantly posting on Instagram, darn it, old lady gang, you know. And I've done her the Candy Coated Nights. I've been on that before. And when I tell you she's so popular, like, I got about, from 2 weeks of me being on her show, I got about 7,000 followers on Instagram because she taped me singing one of my songs. Yo, that was crazy. I love you, Candy, even though you're like the Joker in the face when you smile. It's all good.
Oh my God.
I'm an asshole. I told you that. What else you got for me? What else you got?
Okay. So moving on, we've got a story that at first I wasn't really that interested in, but I got to tell you, it's pretty interesting once you start digging deeper into it. So Reverend Al Sharpton now has his new project. You know, Al Sharpton's, he's always got to have his new little project going. So his concentration now is Meek Mill. We know Meek Mill is a symbol of, you know, kind of what's going on in the music industry right now, and he's been big for a while. But Al Sharpton says that he's a symbol of the broken U.S. justice system. He's been in jail, or he was locked up in Philadelphia. He was slapped with a 2 to 4 year prison sentence for violating probation. But as you dig deeper into this story, it's a whole bunch of things that are coming out now, which is basically revolving around the judge of this case. So the district attorney wanted everything dropped. But the judge is bringing this up, and she made an actual public statement about he should leave his current label, Roc Nation, and return to Charlie Mack. So now FBI is investigating this judge. So you know what I'm saying? So this is a really, really deep subject on, you know, look, this stems from an 11-year-old case. And now the whole reason it all got brought up was because he was popping wheelies and a little fight in the airport. So, you know, what is this really about? You know, we got killers, we got rapists, we got pedophiles, and now this dude... This is 11 years old. And what is this really about?
I think it's going to come out that what's going to happen is they're going to drop his whole case, because to me it sounds like it's going to be a lawsuit. This sounds like a case of, you know, somebody taking their, you know, their position and using it for, you know, wrong. For wrong good to benefit them. You know what I'm saying? I think he's probably going to...
You think it's political? Is that what it...
No, I think if that's true, I'm just saying he's going to get off. He's going to get out of jail, and he's going to be straight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they got enough money to pay for that anyway. And I mean, the legal system, all they want is the bread. All they want is the paper. You know that. You know, and then after that, like this with this chick is crazy. I don't know what happened with her, you know what I mean? So I just feel
with
like it's going to come out.
Is that
on
what
the flip
name,
side.
With the judge?
With the judge. But on the flip side, Meek Mill's an idiot. He's an idiot. Why would you do anything public eye that could be deemed a violation of your parole? Popping willies, fighting with altercations. You know, that's just stupid. I get so disappointed with these guys because right now, you know, they don't have to give you what you're getting. Yeah, you earned it, but they letting you have it because we come from a time when you couldn't do anything. So it's like I get so angry because, you know, the man from my group is not as great, but then you got these whack cats that's going out here, and everybody wants to see them, and they want to pay them all this money, and they getting in fights, they getting in criminal situations. I mean, they're murdering people. It's just all kinds of stuff. It's like Gerald used to tell me, man, he's like, yo, man, these guys don't know how to be stars, man. When y'all go out, man, y'all need to learn how to be stars. Be stars, don't, you know what I'm saying? Be a star, mm-hmm. but don't be an idiot. And somehow, some kind of way, the public has found a way to latch on to all this stuff, and they enjoy it. They enjoy it. They mm-hmm. want them to actually do stupid stuff like that. Man, forget the cops, man. You don't let me out from Doug, you know what I mean? I mean, and mm-hmm. they go, and they go. Then they start feeling entitled, like they deserve this, like they deserve that, like they untouchable. And, you know, I've been there somewhat. You know what I mean? I never got like that, but I've been in situations. One of my days when we were running, I felt like that, but I never did dumb stuff. You know what I mean? Not dumb stuff, not mm-hmm. on purpose.
Right. But I guess what is it about really all he did? Okay, he's popping wheelies. And part of the airport fight was, I think it initially started out with him trying to break up the fight. So if you're in the entertainment world, you know you're going to be around dirt. You know you're going to be around drama. That's a given. So I'm just trying to figure out, what did he do that was criminal? I know,
right.
a ton of guys out here that pop wheelies and do all this sort of stuff.
But
you know, I guess I just feel like, why are...
Isn't that endangering the society, though? Isn't that being I don't know the word, endangering, and I don't know what the word is, but you don't think that that's dangerous? That's putting other people's lives at risk. What if he flipped over? What if he was doing the wheelie, flipped over, and killed some little girl that might have been lost control of it on the side of the street, or car that a car had to get away from? You know what I mean? So
sure, but that's a what if. That's a what if versus people that we already have out. It's a what if based compared to these people that we already have that are out there hurting young girls.
That's why I'm saying,
going to parks and seeking them out and stuff. And why are we concentrating on this just because he's a public figure versus we got predators at a park watching our kids? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is going to have a twist to it. Yeah. I think a lot of it is just
like
based
I said,
on this judge.
She's gonna get caught up. She's gonna get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna lose her job.
Mm-hmm.
And Meek Mill's gonna be exonerated on all his charges. He's gonna have a clean record. Because I'm saying,
yeah,
if that stuff comes back,
especially he got Al Sharpton in his corner.
I mean, you know, I just feel like if that situation is true, she done.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's got to be something to it because, yeah, it's got to be something to it because about a week ago they came out with a story that FBI is now investigating her. Like, what is her involvement in all this, and why does he care? Why does she care if he leaves Roc Nation? Why is she trying to push him toward being with Charlie Mack, who, by the way, is a big figure in Philly where this whole court system is at?
Yeah,
so it could just
big.
Be politics and
big.
Money.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I didn't even know the full extent of what happened. They had told me last week, you know. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Give me another one.
Well, okay. Well, let's switch gears. I want to go to one that you were talking about. I don't know
go
much
ahead,
about
baby.
This one, so you... Yeah. What is the one about? I think you were talking about a nurse, and she was... going off. What is that about?
You about to really make me do that?
Yep. All right.
This girl was a nurse,
yeah.
And she wrote some really indignant things about white women, saying that when a white woman when a white people raise a child, he's raised to be a hate monger, a rapist, a serial killer, just all kind of any negative killing somebody thing you could be. Just because of the situations where he went, you know. because she just tripped out. Like, well, I don't know. I lost my train of thought for a second. Like, I don't know why
know.
She
you
tripped out, but it was just
like,
really,
yeah.
It was really right. I got 80 million things going on right now. She just went haywire, and it must have been something about at work. You just have to read it. I don't have it in front of me, but you have to read it.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing everything off my phone. So, but, I mean, she just said.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's...
if that was somebody white that had said that about black people, it would really have been super huge right now. But the fact that it's in the news, she's lost her job. She was a night nurse, and she posted it on Twitter. And you think they're not going to find it? Come on, man. Even if you put, I'm going to tell you like this. I had a couple videos that I put up this weekend that I really did not want up there. And I wasn't cussing, but I was like not in the right state of mind. And so I started taking them down, but folks had already started, you know, posting. So that video, it lives on, you know, and it's in the cloud too. So you got to just be careful with you posting. I'm saying you have to be more responsible about the things and the things that you say and the things that you do in the workplace, because shit, that's your life. That's all she does. That's your life. So if you know, you're going to F yourself up, son, or the mother, son.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I just feel like this is a whole new era. I mean, we are taking, what is that, like the, I don't know what the terminology is. Man, I went to pre-law and I can't remember this, but like, you know, the right of free speech. But we're, because I just feel like a lot of it is coming from Trump. Yeah, but I feel a lot of it is coming from Trump, because the thing is rightfully so, okay, if he's going to be able to say whatever he wants to say and we all have to sit here and accept it, I think people like me and other people are like, yo, like, I can say what I want to say and it's going to be accepted. Doesn't roll like that. Unfortunately.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Especially when you're black.
You know. Exactly.
You wouldn't know about that, especially when you're black.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing. And it's horrible. You know, it's horrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, my very special, beautiful co-host today is Miss Mickey Smith. Is it Tamika or is it Mickey? Is it Tamika or is it Mickey? Mickey?
No, it's Mickey.
It's Mickey Smith. My grandmother said Mickey. Okay? It's like my uncle's name is Oren, and my other grandmother called him Iron. She'd be like, Iron! He hate that.
Oh,
Iron.
My goodness.
My aunt used to call him Aaron. And then when I called him Aaron, he was like, no. All right, so right about now, we can get into one of my songs, my song of the week. And my song of the week this week, it was the same song last week. I just had to play it again because this record is just so dope right now. It's a cross of two musical generations. It's Chris Brown, Jhené Aiko, and R. Kelly. Like, that's dope because Jhené Aiko is like Pleasant. Chris Brown has been around a while. Chris Brown's been around a while. And then R. Kelly, you know, no matter what he do, if he touching on little girls or whatever, y'all enjoy R. Kelly. So we gonna do this record. And this is my first one, my song of the week. All right, y'all hold tight. Let's get it. Thank you, my girl Mickey Smith in the building. It's Black Poppy and the Sweet Tees.
Ooh, I like that, Grammy, like that. Turn that up. Go on and bump that, baby.
Take your love away from me.
Kind of dope, like the 90s, the 2000s, and the 2010s all together. You know what I mean? Dope. Juicy Booty. I'm going to send that out to you. How about that, Nikki Smith? How about it?
I got it. I got it. I accept that. I love that song.
Man, that is crazy. I can't even.
Yeah, I love that song. That,
like, I've been listening, trying to listen to his album, but I just can't, like, get past that record. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think 45 records is a waste, but, you know, to each his own. I'm sure it's probably sold 500,000 to 1 million copies of downloads already. So good luck to Chris Brown, Breezy. He's doing some really amazing things. I wish he would just go back to singing like he used to and not relying so heavy on that that machine that helps your voice get you better. You know what I mean? Like the only time I use the machine when I'm recording is when, like, if I record something and I just sing something that's just, like, it's so under the note, I'm like, I can't take it. Like, I didn't hear it when I sang it. I can't tell. I'll say, man, go ahead and fix it with the auto tune. That sounds good. My one partner always does it. I'll stack like about 4 of the note. You know what I'm saying? 4 each, you know, high, middle, and low. And then he'll come with like a. He'll come with like a little. You know. Anyway, let's go on to the next thing.
I know what you're talking about.
Juicy.
I got you.
Speaking of you,
let's talk about your shows. You said you have some shows going on. Tell me what's going on. I want to know.
Well, Dayton was dope. And what was so dope about Dayton is that we performed at a venue that's basically like a historical landmark. You know what I mean? Remember that time where, I don't know if you watched the Wayans Brothers, where Mr. Niedermeyer of the first one came in and wanted to tear down the building. You know, Sean had made this whole prospectus up. They had this whole prospectus up of a internet cafe, this stuff and that, but he didn't do nothing different to his father's diner. So the owner of the building was like, we're going to tear down all this and do that internet cafe and tear down your father's spot. He's like, what? So he went downtown, and then they found out that all these performers had performed there over the years, and it was like a place for the people to come through, what is that, the Renaissance Cotton Club, and they all used to come there and perform. Well, this place we performed at in Dayton is called Gilly's. And the crazy thing, Mr. Gilletti, Greg Gilletti, he died the night before. They knew he was going to pass the owner.
Oh, wow.
But what was historic about the place is that it had been up since like the 60s, and they brought all kinds of big name, historically big name artists to that small venue, and we were one of the ones to pack it out and do a show there this past Friday. So that was amazing. Rest in peace to Mr. Gilletti. And then we had a total 180 on Saturday night. So we go to Lorraine, and Lorraine is kind of like my second home. I've done so many things there in the city. And we go out, and they start the record. And, you know, we always started before we go up. It was stairs to get to the stage. I'm like, all right, cool, I'll do it. And, well, you know why I want to do that. Everybody knows why I want to take the stairs, you know, the cane thing.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I'm getting sleepy. So,
why are you getting sleepy? It's just 7:30.
No, man, because I've been going. I was up Thursday. I was up Friday. I was up Saturday. I couldn't go to sleep Saturday night. So,
yeah.
I mean, Friday night. You know I couldn't go to sleep. So, Friday night. Saturday, I slept for a little bit. And I slept yesterday, so I got some still sleepy. I was just in the studio, and I slept for like 2-3 hours over there. It was like, dude, come on, man. I was just like, I don't know what he's playing. But in Lorraine, it's like, you know, I sent them the music. They had everything, but they didn't do it right. And when we came out, they started off with this ballad. I'm like, you got to be kidding. So it's like, it threw the whole energy of the show off. Everybody was excited to see us, but because that happened,
it you got
to
keep it
energy.
Hype for the first song.
Of course. You already know, damn it. Juicy, juicy booty. I love that record. That record is so dope.
Yeah, see, they should have done that.
Time is going by. Time is going by really fast. So I'm going to hit my next one. So we talked about that. And, you know, this weekend, if anybody's interested, we are in Arkansas. We've never been here before. It's called Blytheville. Blythe is Blythville. And my homegirl, she's from there. She said Blytheville. And I guess it's Blytheville. Blytheville.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah, I've never been there before. I got family from Little Rock, but not Blytheville. She'd be like, Blytheville, nigga. Have a cigarette and a drink in her hand.
How do they pronounce it? Okay, say it again.
Blytheville.
How do they pronounce it?
Blytheville.
Oh, God.
Blytheville, nigga.
It sounds like you got something stuck in your throat.
Yeah, you know what it is, too. So, now, I want to get... I'm getting ready to play my songs that I like that I should not like. And this week's song is Lil Uzi Vert, The Way Life Goes.
Oh, I love
so
him. Oh, my God.
I love the song. I like trap. Like, and you know what it is? It's like now if you're an artist, man, old or new, you kind of have to conform or not conform, but kind of be up on what's happening and not afraid to try different things. So, with that being said, doggone it, it is time for my segment, Songs I Like That I Should Not Like. It is my homegirl with me tonight, Mickey Smith, Black Poppy, and the Sweet Teas, every Monday at 10 o'clock right here on the J. King Network. Make sure y'all hold tight. Songs I Like That I Shouldn't Like right now. Let's go. What is that you down there listening to? For the life of me, I don't know why you listen to that type of music. Turn it down while you're in my house. I don't want to hear it no more.
That's true. That's true. That's right. I'm slipping one way and yeah, I swear I get whole out of my loop, but that's new, so my bottom stays redder. No, I'm not on ride, but I'm all love on my cello. She talked to her homie, she said we should be together. Get me friend with someone, say that I made her my header. If she ever call my phone, you know I gotta dead her. But I like that girl so much, I wish I never met her. Hello.
I was listening to the song. It go like,
I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it.
Yeah.
You'll find another life to live.
Yeah.
I swear that you'll get over it. But I know you're sad and tired. You got nothing left to give.
Yeah.
You'll find another life to live.
Yeah.
I know that you'll get over it.
Yeah.
Wish I never, ever, ever told you things. I was only trying to show you things. I stopped, heart on your neck, tried to froze your ring. I had to give me a new bitch, a whole thing. We was in Hawaii looking at the rain. Yeah, she's smiling happy, but I'm laughing cause no man away. That just goes to show me money don't attract things. Stuck to the plan, even though you used to go with my man. Yeah, I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it.
Yeah,
you'll find another life to live. I swear that you'll get over it. And I know you're sad and tired, you got nothing left to give.
Yeah,
you'll find another life to live. I know that you'll get over it. Side of my rap, you strapped up your wrist. Diamonds on your neck, I sell on my wrist. Compliment myself, she don't want me, I'm running wild. You know I respect her on that level. She don't want me, then I'm a letter. Go over there with that propeller. Walk off my St. Laurent, that leather. My new chick, I swear that she better. Want me back, never. That's true, that right. She sippin' my wet and yeah, I swear I get her wet. My loop but that blue, so my bottom stays red. No, I'm not a rat, but I'm all up on my shadow. I just up to your homie, she said we should be together. Can't be friend with someone, say that I made her my head. If she ever call my phone, you know I got a dad. But I like that girl too much, I wish I never met her.
Yeah, man, yo, you know it's Black Father Christmas. We are back. I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it. I love that record. I like little Uzi Vert too.
I love.
He kind of got like that. Kind of got a he dope. I ain't gonna say he amazing, but he dope. He got a he has like a Prince vibe with his music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With that,
yeah,
I can kind of tell. I can kind of tell some of these young artists, like even like a Young Thug and who else? Kendrick Lamar with his new one with what's that new one you got? It's definitely got Prince vibe. Love. What is it? I forgot what it was. I don't even care. I like Kendrick Lamar, but you know the one he has out.
I do too.
The newest single. Yeah, you know. The newest single is dope. It's dope. It's dope. It's dope. So, with that being said, it is the holiday season, and people are shopping their asses off. And I received something. Where did it go? Here you go. Cyber Monday. It says the 57 best Cyber Monday 2017 deals you can get right now. And they said, number one, Best Buy has the Beats Studio Wireless for $160. I can use those. They're $40 cheaper. Yeah, they're $40 cheaper than this Black Friday deal. And they took $140 off. Those things were like $500 in the beginning, so that's a good deal.
I know. That's why I'm what is going on?
Yeah. So also, number two, take an extra 50% off most items at Target. They have a bunch of stuff. The mini little speaker thing, $29 right now. I'm just going through them. This DJ Mavic Pro is $765. It's the little DJ thing. You can set it up. And it's a dope. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get that.
How much is
wow.
it?
Wow. $765. DJI Mavic Pro for $765. It's nearly as powerful as a Phantom drone, yet in control, fold down small to fit into a shoulder bag if you combine targets. 15% off sale discount with DJ's $100 off sale. You can get the $1,000 drone shipped to your door for just $765. That's dope.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. That's what I was going to say. It's close to like $2,000, I bet. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. You have the Apple Watch Series 2 for $30 off. I don't know where this is at. It's Best Buy. It's marked down to Series 2 with the higher end models discounted by up to $120. And two for $30 off. That's actually $341.09. I ain't paying that much for that watch. The Microsoft Surface Pro with keyboard for $899. I like that. Microsoft
That's
delivers
cool.
the deal you've been waiting for, an entry-level Surface Pro for $129, keyboard, plus $129, a keyboard for $899. I guess that's some good deals if you want it.
Pretty good.
HP Spectre 13T for $1,130. You know, I guess that's a good deal because I'm not in the market to buy that. Like, I'm going to buy me another MacBook Pro, and they had a deal on one the other day for $9-something on this site. The Acer Chromebook,
$290. I can't do Macs anymore. I'm sorry.
I don't like the iPad, and I don't like the iPhone, but I like the MacBook Pros because for doing this right here, it's something about their system that resonates faster than a PC. Like I worked for this company out of New York before the dude started bouncing checks, and when I tell you that the processor on this thing is so fast, You know, even online,
okay.
You know, it's so fast. You know what I mean? I love it. You'll get over
that
it.
Makes sense.
There's just a lot of different stuff. Laptop, 500 HP laptop, 15 BS, 530. That seems like it's too high for that. HP Spectra X360, 1130. It's just some of this stuff
what?
Just looks really. Let me go.
Yeah,
down.
That sounds kind
of. Some of this shit. Some of
this
stuff is really expensive, man. Hell no. Here you go.
Yeah.
Samsung 34-inch FreeSync monitor for $650. So I guess that means you have to stick
high.
Something into it. You have to stick something into it for the month. It's a nice tool. Nice resolution and everything. It's really dope, man. Let me see what else.
What about TVs, like smart TVs?
My God, we are so synced right now. Hello. Vizio M55EO 44-inch 4K TV. 4K. That means you can put your hand on the screen and touch her ass. You could touch her ass as she walks for real. It says it's one of their top picks because it's a great TV at a great price. Need we say more? Best Buy, $600. That's what's up.
That's good, right? That's good.
Damn, especially since I can put my hand through the door and touch her ass, definitely.
Oh, shoot. Well, what about, what can I touch? Okay, never mind. I'm just talking about what if I don't want to touch her ass?
You can touch his package.
Never mind. Going on to the next thing.
I'm giving you your options, too. I saw this TV they did, the Eero Wi-Fi system for under $250. They said they really like the Eero Wi-Fi system, which makes it easy to deploy a large, seamless Wi-Fi network. I like that because, you know, the network's been offered, you know, by Xfinity, which is Comcast, or what is the other one? They're really inconsistent. They go on and come off. They go on and come out. Amazon Cloud Cam for $100.
$100.
$100? Yeah, baby. That's your Cyber Monday
deal.
Good. Then here's a real camera, a Sony 6000 with 16-50mm and 55-210mm lenses for $700. Typically about $1,000 for a camera. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Let me go down some more. Let's see what else they got. Oh, wait a minute. Here go video game. Oh, no. They have the Amazon Echo Dot for only
$30.
You know, I pay
$200
almost for my Alexa. The Echo Dot, where you'd be like, Alexa, tell me who Mickey Smith is. And you English will tell you. also, They have a PS4 Pro for $350. Yeah, all right. So those are just some of your Cyber Monday deals, and I'm pretty sure you can get them now. And if you know a booster, you probably can get them for cheaper than that, just real talk. I'm just telling you, these cats come into the barbershops and all kinds of different stuff all the time. And you can probably get whatever it was for $200-$300, for $50, whatever it was $600 to $1,000, you probably can get for $200. So how about that, guys, for your Black Friday shit? So it's time for where they my next segment of the show is Where They At Though, where we look for somebody, we find an artist that we like, and we look for them and find out where the hell they been. This young lady here, I'm getting ready to talk about, her list is so long. And I'm talking about none other than the incomparable Angela, sexy ass, old enough to be my mama Wimbush. I'm gonna just go
you
could have
left that part out.
Get to it. Yeah, she old enough. I love her, man. I think
she's
we should stop being.
That's the thing. Because she's sexy.
She
it doesn't matter.
Gosh. Oh Lord, she is, man. She can. Man, let me tell you something. Anyway, she was born in St. Louis, 1955. Angela began singing in church. She grew up in the middle-class area of St. Louis area. She's a graduate of Norfolk High School. She did not initially aspire to a career in music, instead studying architecture, wow, at Howard University, singing only to earn extra money. She continued to sing in church while at Howard, as well as with the gospel legend Richard Smallwood. Wow, that's dope. I didn't know that. She also performed as a singer with a group called Hot Tea while she attended Howard University. They opened up for various well-known performers doing shows and also did background singing for recording artists. One of the other members of Hot Tea was Tawatha Aggie, who later did a lot of background singing on the albums of several well-known recording artists, eventually joining the funk soul band Entombed. Yeah, man. This thing goes on and on and on. Later on down the line, she sang background for Stevie Wonder. During that time while she was in Los Angeles with Stevie Wonder, she met Renee Moore. The two formed a duo, Renee and Angela. They had quite a few hits. Wimbush was asked to write and produce songs for Janet Jackson's 1982 self-titled debut album, Janet Jackson. One of the songs, Young Love, became Jackson's first top 10 R&B hit, number 6 on the charts. Both of them together also wrote for Stephanie Mills. They get to learn to respect the power of love and, you know, whatever. Anyway, just to make a long story short, I know that they were together. They made great hits. Dude was very abusive. He was beating her. Then she went from him to Ron Isley. I heard Ron Isley was kind of doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But to date, Wimbush has sold over 10 million albums and singles worldwide, and she is still touring. Wow. She has had battles with cancer, has beat them. I don't know how well, but they say she's doing well now. And that's it. I'm not gonna keep reading.
Wow,
I'm so just know if you want to know more about Angela Wimbush, look it up your damn self, because it ain't my job to do it for you.
Oh,
I have my
God.
Esteemed guest on the show, the lovely, lovely, lovely Mickey Smith.
Wow.
Mickey in the building. What you think? What you think?
What do I think about what?
What you think? You having a good time?
Yeah, like I'm having an amazing time. Thank you so much for asking me to be on this with you and co-host. I love your show. I love what you're doing. I'm just so happy and thrilled that you're keeping busy and doing everything that you're doing. It's awesome.
Busy.
Glad that you're still putting your voice and blessing us with your voice.
Yeah, I got some blessings for everybody. All right, let's get into it, man. Where they at, though? Here we go.
Angel. heaven opens up its gates, and peace of mind can shine through. You smiled at me when the work was done. I found an angel, yeah, an angel. I found an angel. Oh, you're an angel in mine.
Angel.
I found an angel. You're an angel in mine. Can rise and set with no regret. I can forget all about my blues. My life can take direction now, and my mind a clearer point of view. You know you lift me up when I'm torn. You brought me out of this lost and found. I found an angel, yes, yes, an angel. I found my angel.
You're an angel in my eyes.
I found my angel.
That you love about, well, the names have all changed as you hung around. What's up, man? We're back. Black Poppy and Two T's. That's my girl, Mickey Smith, and the Bill Mickey, a.k.a. Mickey.
Hello.
Make your T-shirt that say Mickey, M-E-E-K-Y, M-E-E-K-E-Y, Mickey.
Every time I hear my name now, I'm not going to hear it the same way. I'm going to hear it the way you say it.
Good. That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. So tell everybody what you got coming up, man. We got about 8 minutes, something like, no, what time we got now? 5 minutes and 48. Oh, we got five minutes.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what you got going on, baby.
Okay. Wow, that time went by fast. It was awesome being with you. I've got, and thank you so much for letting me co-host with you. I had a great time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I've got Atlanta's Hottest Awards coming up, so I'll definitely be hanging out with them. Everybody's got to check that out. And then just look out for different events hosted by Vision Ventures, Yes TV, also Pop Life Radio. I also have an upcoming reality show and talk show, which is going to be dope. I know everybody's sick and tired of reality shows, but I think this is something that's got a little bit of a different twist and it's got something for everybody. So, and I am currently doing castings for a couple of different shows. So, but the thing, oh, and then also I want to say everybody can see me and reach out to me at IG, which is Mickey's Vision. And Mickey is spelled like Mickey Mouse, M-I-C-K-E-Y. So IG, again, is Mickey's Vision, and Facebook is Mickey30519. And then most of all, I want to say I do hope I can go see your show on the 2nd. Are there still tickets available?
In Arkansas?
Yeah, of course. Everybody, like,
oh, yeah.
You don't want to go. That's like what? Like 3 hours away, 4 hours away?
No.
People
from
better,
Atlanta, it's
oh.
probably like an 8 hour drive.
Oh, well, hey, that's like a day trip. People can take
you
off.
Got the bag, you rather jump on the plane. You gotta fly to fly to Memphis and then drive there. It's like an hour and some change from Memphis.
Okay,
let's go.
Are tickets
Come on.
Still available? Can people still get tickets?
Yeah, hell yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Our shows be a lot of walk ups, so make sure you guys check me out this weekend in Blytheville. what is it? Arkansas is going down. Minute Law's doing their thing. Don't forget New Year's Eve. We in Cleveland, and somebody else just called me to do something else that same night too. That's gonna be dope. Two nights, two shows, one night. I haven't decided on whether I'm gonna take it or not yet, but we might. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I really want to thank you. It's you've been pretty good. I'm safe to say that I have made some really good choices in the people that I've had co-host with me, and I'm very excited about it. And I thank you for being on board with me, honey.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. Make sure you hit me up at Dave Minute Large, on Twitter and Instagram, or at Dave Minute Large. I mean, you know, the same thing. Dave, Twitter, Instagram, at Dave Minute Large. Yeah, holler at me. Dave Tyler on Facebook is what I'm going to say. So we are good, man. It's been a great little situation, man. I thank you.
Definitely.
I will definitely see you when I get home. Ladies and gentlemen, episode of Black Poppy and the Sweeties. And like I tell you what we do here, we don't, I don't do like topics and different stuff like that. I just go. It's called Purpose and Passion with, you know, purpose. It's party and BS with purpose and passion. I think we covered that today. What you think?
I think so, too. I love it.
Yeah? You should.
Yeah. Yep.
You should.
We got passion. We got purpose. We got it.
Juicy booty. Yeah.
Like, have to detox Joseph your brain Boone. From that song.
It's only one way to detox my brain.
Oh,
what do you think?
I don't even want to know what that is.
Well,
I want to know.
Don't laugh. It's only one way to do it. It's only one way to do it, man. One way. And that's deprogramming. I need to get on my knees and pray. And pray harder and pray hard again. And that's the only way. That's the only way to do it. I'm just being honest. That's the only way to do it. I'm lying, but that's the only way to do it. That's what I'm telling y'all.
Prayer is the answer. Prayer is the only way.
Hallelujah. You know, that means you somebody will have to pray for me, lay hands on me, and make me feel good about the situation. You know what I mean?
Of course.
What do you think? I don't know what that is. This thing is going hey.
King Network, where the people come together.
That is horrible. Things are going haywire. Yeah. Well, that'll do it for us. I know we have a song to play out, but I just want to tell you my phone has been my saving grace today. I did not have my laptop. I've been doing everything from the phone, which is fantastic, which is cool, and it worked out pretty good. Wasn't too many glitches, barely any. That was one glitch. I don't know why that happened. You know, the devil just seems like he wants to attack me when he wants to attack me, but I got my foot on the devil's throat. You did. He can't
win. When we
win.
Started talking about prayer, Yeah,
you can't win, you can't get in, you can't get out of the game. Mickey Smith, I want to thank you again for being part of the show. Look at that, my God. Okay, that's over. I want to thank you for being part of the show again. I'm glad it's over at the end. I want to thank you for being part of the show again. You definitely were a blessing to have you tonight. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, and I will talk to you soon. Everybody have a good night. Get some good rest because I'm about to get, I am gone with the wind. And thank you. Check us out again, same time, same station, 10 o'clock next week right here on the J. King Network. Your boy Dave Tolliver is gone. It's Black Poppy and the Sweet Teas. Y'all have a great, great night. What's up, Jeannie? And once again, happy birthday to my girl Josephine Madwagu. What up, Trina Trine? And happy birthday to my girl Karen Russell. We out of here, man. It's Black Poppy and the Sweet Teas. God bless.